question. Are you doing YMCA?
I think I did camp, to be honest.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Shannon.
I'm Danny.
I almost said my name was Danny.
That would have been no good.
One of these days is going to happen.
It would have sent me.
Welcome back, guys. We got an episode for you. Hopefully this will be less chaotic than last week's.
It's going to be because I wrote the outline for this, so...
The problem is I think that part of what makes us fun is chaos, whereas you write literally word for word what you want to say.
No, not sometimes.
There are paragraphs.
Because I have a lot to say this time.
Right. Whereas me, I just need like a sentence and it jogs my memory, but that memory will go five different places.
Yeah, like when we do normal outlines, I'm about that because I like doing our thoughts, but this, we're covering specific material.
Okay.
So we have to cover specific items.
Take the reins. Excuse me.
So today we're talking about 75 Hard Phase 3. I don't know if you all liked the 75 Hard episodes, but 75 Hard was really transformational for Shannon and I. And it was a really huge part of our lives and still is. I hope by the time that this episode is
airing. There's some hope. We are. And I'm nervous!
We are about to start 75 Hard again, like the whole Live Hard year. So we'll see where this takes us. But if you're new here.
That full body.
I know, I want to vomit
thinking about it. It's okay.
If you're new here, go back and you're thinking about listening to 75 Hard, go back and listen to the three previous episodes we did on it, because a lot of Phase 3 in the Live Hard year is already covered, and we don't want to be super repetitive, so I'm not going to be going into real depth of that, but we went over a lot of the groundwork and the essential rules in the previous episodes, so make sure you're going back and listening to all those before you plan on starting so you know all the deets.
I'm reading your notes and I'm cracking up.
Why?
Well, when it comes up, we'll talk about it.
Okay, let me know when you think it was funny. So, just a real quick overview. 75 Hard was created by Andy Frisella. And there is a Facebook group run by someone really close to Andy. So, if you have any questions, want guidance or accountability, head over there and they can help you. Andy Frisella is a podcaster. He's a CEO. He's a millionaire. Like
motherfucking CEO.
Don't
get it wrong.
I know. That was a bad on me. But he's absolutely amazing. And he created this program as an effort to increase and toughen mental toughness. Yeah.
Strengthen mental toughness.
Yeah, that was the one. That was the one. And we firsthand can say that it absolutely did. Again, it absolutely changed our lives. We did 75 Hard in the year 2021, and 75 Hard is the first 75 days of whenever you want to do it, and if you want to do the entire Live Hard year, there's multiple phases that follow the initial 75 days. Phase 3 is the final phase of the Live Hard year, and Phase 3 is specifically designed to be done on the last 30 days of your Live Hard year. So if you're like us and you started on January 1st, phase 3 would start on December 2nd, so you finish on December 31st. There's a lot of confusion around this and in the groups and people arguing, blah, 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 and it's kind of gray in the rules for me. So I actually emailed in to Andy's
this
company.
This is what I giggled at.
Why?
Because it's just like, it's so you. You're so type A.
Well, I was not getting it wrong. 365 days was not going to be to waste.
I know, but you know that I am.
You just didn't care. So I emailed in and got a certified answer from one of the reps from his company with the correct starting date. I gave them what day I started and asked them what day I should start phase 3. Like I said, I came way too far. I worked way too hard to fuck up over a technicality. So we did phase 3 separately in December of 2021. Shannon was dead at this point. So we were trudging through the fish she just gave me. So we were trudging along separately, which I didn't think about it then because I was kind of over it, the breakup by then. But now looking back, I'm really sad that we went through this separately because this
torture.
Was hard.
So hard.
All right, let's just jump right in. And to be clear, phase 3 can only be done after you've already done the initial 75 days, phase 1 and phase 2. Right. You can't just do phase 3 from the get-go. So the quick rules that are covered previously that we're not going to really go in depth this time. You have to follow a diet, 2 45-minute workouts, 1 must be outdoors, Daily progress pick, 1 gallon of plain, no additive water, 10 pages of non-fictional reading, no alcohol or cheat meals. Now, new and improved for phase three is 3 critical power list tasks. These are 3 tasks in addition to everything else listed. They must move you forward in an area of your life, but it does not have to be business or entrepreneur related. Think things like quality time with a loved one, decrease phone time, make your bed, PM skincare routine. This is something that I personally added. I don't know if I added it during phase one or phase three. I think you added
three. During phase one. Yeah.
Phase one and phase three both have the 3 power tasks added. Daily flossing, etc., things like that. Once it's 100% ingrained as a habit, you can change it, but it does not change daily. You keep these 3 tasks the same until it's actually a habit.
I went back in my, while you were talking, what I was doing was trying to look for my tasks. And I cannot find them, but I did find, like, very random notes that included, like, notes. I guess I was listening to one of his podcasts. And there's some, like, actually kind of cool nuggets in here.
Really?
Yes. Just, like, things that I took notes on. You have to intentionally put yourself in places that are uncomfortable. You are going to have excuses come in, squash it. It's the bitch voice. The first time matters. Failure is not an option. Your integrity is everything. It's an honor system. It's how you should live your life. One of the reasons you aren't where you want to be is because you try and change everything to suit you. The world doesn't work that way.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. How much better would your life be if you actually followed through with what you said you were going to do?
Yes, that's like something we talk about all the time.
Yeah. And then he, like, just like words that he threw out that like coincide with 75 hard: discipline, self-worth, grit, fortitude, self-esteem, confidence, self-control.
That's really interesting. I think we're gonna talk a lot about some of those in the next episode.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off. I just
no, you're thought fine.
Those were interesting. I don't know where my tasks are. I was hoping that they were in my notes, but they're not. But I found that instead. So I was like, oh, this is cool. But anyway.
Was Duolingo one of yours? I feel like it was.
At one point, yes. Okay. I'm sure it is. I'm still on that habit. But I'm still not fluent in Spanish. So that's cool. 2 years later.
Are you fucking kidding me? Because literally, we just went away. We had a little girls' night at a hotel last week. And you were laying in bed doing your Duolingo. Mm-hmm. And I was talking shit about how you can't speak Spanish.
I can
speak
like,
Spanish. Yes, I can! I'm fluent in Spanish!
I'm not like fluent though. Like sometimes I can speak it. And I can understand, no, I can write it and I can understand it. I can't speak it well. So like if there's someone Spanish speaking talking to me, I can understand 80% of what they're saying to me. But for me to respond back takes a lot more for my brain to like.
Can you start learning another language too? So when we go to Europe, you can like come in handy.
My next language I'm learning is Polish. It's part of my heritage. Would you rather me learn German? Because I'm
kinda. German or Italian, I think, would be very helpful.
Yeah. Italian probably would be most helpful because that's, like, the basis of all languages.
Latin.
Yeah, but Italian is, like...
What do they speak in Greek? Do they speak Greek?
Greek?
Greek. Is that a language?
I think so. Oof. Okay.
Moving on.
Move back to the critical power.
Five-minute cold shower. This is one that we are very passionate about.
We are very passionate about a cold shower.
And we still do this to this day. And we both actually just ordered an ice... Oh my God, Shannon's hiding. An ice pod. Like 2 of them. So we're each going to have one at our houses.
Yeah.
To do like a full-on ice bath.
I cannot... there's a lot of things that she's about to talk to you about these ice... This cold shower before we dive into it. I cannot stress how critical this was and still is to my life. Cannot stress it. Because I remember specifically last week I was in a mood. And I was like, I wasn't in a mood because anything happened to, like, nothing. I was just in a fucking mood. And I was like, I gotta get my shit straight. Like, I should not be walking around being an asshole like this. So I went running and I took a cold ass shower. And let me just tell you the transformation I had. In the cold shower alone, I mean, I took an ice cold fucking shower. Like, the coldest I could get my shower is what I took it at. And I came out and I felt elated. I was like, damn, this feels so fucking... It sucks. It sucks so bad. But when you come out of it, it's like... the endorphins, I don't even know if that's what happens, but like it just 10 out of 10.
I think it's really funny because during phase one, when we first, like day one of phase one,
cried,
you were about to take an L. You did not, you were going to fail because the cold showers. Also March. I remember this. Yeah. And summer cold showers are a lot easier because like your pipe's warm, the ground's warm, blah, blah, blah. But you do what you got to do.
Anywho, so go into your notes because you do have a lot of really good things in here.
Yeah, so I have all the benefits and everything, but a couple of the logistics.
First one's cracking me up.
What?
As cold as your shower would go, no hot water, turned on at all. If you live in Florida, you have an advantage. If you live in Canada, sorry about your luck. Dead. But accurate.
But this is literally, are you in the 75 Hard group on Facebook? Okay.
I don't scroll it often, though.
Well, it shows on my newsfeed, and it just really cracks me up how people, like, go on about this and they're like, well, I can't get my shower cold enough. Okay, well, like, good for you. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And then the people in Canada are literally, my shower's so cold all year. Like, yeah, that's like how water works. Like, just do the best you can.
I'm not even gonna lie though, like, I did not keep this is I'm not gonna say that I took an L for this. I did not keep mine as cold as I could have when we did it because I do have an autoimmune disorder and I felt and Raynaud's, so if I got too cold, I would literally go hypothermic. So I did it cold that I was still like fucking shivering and like it was miserable. But if I just turned it on to like that cold temperature, I think that I would have died. Yeah. Maybe not die. That's probably a little aggressive. But you do have like the people in Canada, I feel like they do to a point like you have to worry about your health in some things. Because like, you know, an ice bath is one thing.
I was going to say, what's the difference? There's not.
I don't know.
There's really not.
But do you remember my fucking hands turned blue and I was like, I cannot do that again. Like, that just didn't feel safe for me.
Yeah, but I think that there's not a health risk at this point.
Because right now? No.
No, with the cold showers. Because a cold shower will never be as cold as an ice bath. Period.
True. I think it was, like, a body adjustment thing. Like,
no, that's fair.
Time, at that point in time. Like, because when I took the cold shower the other day, it was probably just as cold as it was. Like, it was cold. It was fucking cold as shit.
Really? Here I can notice a significant difference of winter versus summer.
I haven't had winter down there yet. That's right. But the water down, when I took the cold shower the other day, felt like it was the shower that I took in March.
Interesting.
Yeah, but my hands were fine. So, I don't know if my circulation was just really that bad. I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't know if it was because I was hot and then I went to a cold, so my circulation was okay. I'm not sure.
You should definitely play around with that because what works for one person won't work for another. Yeah. Like going right after your workout when you're already hot might feel really good or another person might hate it.
That might be how I get around the not being hypothermic.
Yeah. I think it just depends. Whatever works for you, makes it easier for you, whether you're getting already cold. I don't see how that could be great.
That's
but
what I do. I get into it when it's cold.
Oh, see, I don't. Oh, no, I mean when your body's cold, like fresh out of bed or like something like that.
I would not survive that.
No.
But right before bed. Honestly, it doesn't matter. Both times a day is pretty great.
See, you like getting in cold. I like turning it from hot to cold at the end.
Yeah, I would kill myself. Yeah. I'd rather turn it hot after I'm done and get out warm.
Yeah, I should try that. I do both sometimes. When I'm not doing a phase, I'll get in while it's getting warm. So it's not a full 5 minutes. I'll get in while it's warming up and then at the end, turn it while I'm finishing.
That's fair.
So I sandwich my shower. But when you're doing the phase, you have to do full 5 minutes uninterrupted. Moving and breathing definitely helps. I did squats a lot to like keep my body moving and keep distracted.
Oh, you had the Wim Hof method.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that for the ice pod.
Do you have a lot of knowledge here? Because I don't.
Yes. So not a lot, but I have enough. So there's an app. Wim Hof, he has a book. I think I'm going to actually get it. That might be my next book. He talks about, because his
Wim Hof is in relation to breathing.
Yes. He has an ice bath specifically. Like ice bath. But he says you have to build up a tolerance for it. Because he said, this is kind of like where it gets a little murky with the Andy Frisella thing. Because mental toughness is real. But Wim Hof basically, he does go into like you do. If you've never done it before and you go 0 to 5 minutes, you don't know how to breathe properly for it. And that can be damaging to you.
Yeah.
So he works it up. And there's a whole science behind it. I think what's going to happen is I'm going to read this book and come back with all that knowledge. But I do know that his basis is like all of what we're about to talk about with the benefits, he takes it to the next level tenfold and tells you, like this is crucial for everybody, is to take ice baths and to, like, expose cold temperature exposure is very, very critical for our health. But he has a breathing method to help you through it so that you are experiencing the benefits while also still taking care of yourself. Does that make sense? Did I phrase that properly? So that is something that I know not even the tip of the iceberg off of, and it's something that I want to deep dive into because I think it's going to be critical for our ice pods.
I can agree with that for sure. I definitely want to dive in more into that.
Yeah.
I experimented with his app when we, I think, guess during phase one.
Before
I
phase one,
get
I
get into it.
Before we started phase one, I was trying to build up to the 5 minutes, and then I just was like, I'm just going to have to rip it off like a Band-Aid. But I think that I don't think I was in the right headspace to be able to, like, fully embrace that. So I'm going to read the book and I'll report back.
I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah.
But be as far under the water as possible, not just your cute little foot, like your whole ass body has to be up in there. And I would dunk my face.
I was going to say the one thing that they say, the two spots your body that the cold shower needs to rinse for a good chunk is your forehead and your chest.
Yeah. I would stay on my chest and then bob my head.
I don't know the science behind that. I just know that that's in more than one piece of the literature.
Like your Vegas.
Oh, maybe.
Torso or something. I don't know. That's what my medical brain thinks about.
Something about the vagus nerve?
Yeah.
Maybe. You might be right. I don't know how that connects to your forehead, but...
I know your face has to do with the mammalian diving reflex. You know how, like...
Interesting.
Do you know what the mammalian... Yeah. When you, like, hit the water and you're like...
Yeah.
That's what the face is about.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't know how that connects to everything else.
I'll research.
But I know that has to do with that. So the benefits, lots of benefits. Number one, that's not on my list, going off outline here. Cold showers and ice baths help your body transition yellow white fat to brown fat. And
do you have that in here?
No, I just said I went offline.
Oh, sorry.
Off outline. God, she's not listening to me.
No, I was making sure I was researching the Wim Hof or putting that in my notes.
Oh, perfect. Sorry. So brown fat is way better for you and it's way healthier and it has a lot of benefits. I did not research enough for this because I forgot about it versus the yellow white fat. Other benefits include improved immunity, improved pain and reducing muscle soreness, improve alertness, increases your metabolism, improves circulation. Like Shannon just alluded to, it stimulates your dopamine, your feel good hormones and reduces stress, as well as tightening skin. I've seen some crazy before and afters, again, in the 75 part group that I won't stop talking about, of people who have had, like, really loose belly skin from losing, like, a lot of weight, and the cold showers have significantly helped tighten up their stomach with the collagen and everything.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So, the next two things are phase three specific, not covered in phase one at all, and are for sure the hardest. Talking to a stranger.
Oh my god, I hate this one so much.
It has to be in person. It cannot be virtual through Facebook, online, text message.
No.
Has to be in person, face to face, and it has to be more than just a greeting. You can't be like, hey, how are you? You have to aim to learn something about them. That's the whole purpose of this conversation. Some good like intros, conversation starters that I had in the back of my brain were like, if they have a college sweatshirt on, oh, hey, did you go to school at Harvard? How did you like it? Or, you know, University of Delaware, whatever. Do they have a new brand of waffles in their cart? Have you had them before? Did you like it? Like, oh my God, I wanted to try those chocolate chip waffles. Are you from this area? This was a big go-to of mine. Or if they have like a dog, what's your dog's name? What kind of breed is that? Is it a boy or a girl? Dogs are super easy to talk about. Generally, dog people are really friendly. How long have you lived here? Things like that. Just asking a question. You cannot give a simple compliment. Oh, I like your sweatshirt. No. What did you learn about them? Nothing.
The Christmas timing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, two things on this. Well, a couple things. This talk to a stranger sucked during it, but this actually has made me such a better person.
I agree.
Because I talk to people like this more. Like, when I'm at Target and I'm like, hey, how's your day going? Like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, it's great. I'm like, oh, really? Like, what time do you get off? Like, you doing anything fun after this? Like, I love full-ass conversations. But this also got me out of the habit of going to self-checkout because I would literally get forced. I'm like, where the fuck am I going to talk to? So, like, if I went to Target, I would have to get into the line. Because I don't we don't talk to people. Like, that's not the world we live in anymore.
We're hiding behind our phones.
Yeah. And stuff. So it got me out of going to self-checkout and, like, actually having conversations with the
cashier.
Yeah, cashier. That's it. and then, the Christmas. So we did this during Christmas time. And I remember Christmas Eve and Christmas. I literally was like, where in the fuck am I going to find a stranger? Like, I think I went to, like, 7-Eleven or something that day. I was not planning on going because I had to talk to a stranger. And I just, and, like, same with New Year's Eve. I think I worked New Year's Eve. Being at work, because I didn't want to count my patients as a stranger.
Same, either. I did not count patients.
So I was like, so this is actually, this, I think, helped at work, too, because I went around and talked, like, when I was at work, didn't want to count a patient. So I was like, okay, let me talk to all the nurses. And now all the nurses at Anne Arundel, like, know me, because I think that, like, from that month on, I just made a habit to, like, talk to the nurses.
I love that.
And now they all know me and talk my name, and they're like, everyone's like, how do they know you? I'm like, because I literally just talk to everybody, and I solely think it's because of this. Now I'm just, like, a social butterfly and talk, just chit-chat. Like, what is everyone up to? Tell me. I'm bored. Entertain me.
I totally agree with that.
Like,
I think it's really funny that we did this separately. We have very similar journeys here.
Yes, I agree.
I also did not count patients because that felt, Shannon just moved the entire table.
I'm sorry. It fell and I couldn't handle it.
Shannon is under the table currently.
Everything was fault. Like, be a fun video for people to watch later.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're video recording this one too, so I'm excited for where this is gonna end up. But I did the same thing. I would literally go into the grocery store every fucking day. I was so self-conscious because I literally thought, like, the people who worked at the grocery store either A, thought I was shoplifting, or B, was like a fucking creep. Because I would just lurk in the aisles and stalk people. I'd set my eyes on a Target, like a cute little old lady or something.
You're psycho.
And I would stalk her until she got somewhere where I thought of something to say. And then I would just walk up and be like, hey, how are you? Like, tell me about your dog or something. Like I would literally just, I had no chill. Zero chill. I thought that was going to get kicked off for shoplifting multiple times. And I generally did it immediately after my outdoor walk. So I was bundled in my plaid hobo jacket. I'm pretty sure I posted this on Instagram. I hope it's on my Instagram highlight. My fucking, the baklava. So I had like a half ski mask on with my plaid homeless jacket, my three layers of pants with my mittens, stalking old women in my fucking mittens. Grocery store. If I could.
There were so many other options that you could have gone with.
And then. And then a lot of time, my outdoor workout was very late. The grocery store closes at 10. So if I got there, like, right as they were closing, I'd have to fucking buy something to go through the cash register line and trap the cashier into speaking with me. The amount of times that I subjected a poor 16-year-old child to talking to me while they rung me up. How long have you worked here? Do you enjoy it? Where do you live? Where do you go to school? Oh, that's cool. They were probably like, I'm going to get murdered in the parking lot.
Dressed like a hobo? Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably were like, you're going to fucking steal my money.
Yeah.
That I don't have because I'm a cashier.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
An act of kindness. Random.
Yes.
This one was also hard for me. I picked the amount of trash I picked up. Unreal. Yeah.
That was a big one for me. So your random act of kindness. This is a great conversation starter for your stranger conversation. I don't know if you experienced this, but when I was, like, picking up trash or, like, doing something, people would start conversations with me, and I would capitalize on that. It can't be someone that you would have to talk to in any way, like someone organizing the event you're volunteering at, but, you know, use your common sense when it comes to a stranger. Volunteering, donating, paying for a stranger's meal, filling a trash bag while you're on your outdoor workout. I bought one of those, what are those things called? The grabbers that, like, old people use.
Yeah.
I did that.
A trash picker-upper.
Yeah, trash picker-upper. I did that. Had my little weighted vest, my trash bag, my trash picker-upper, and I would go out, pick up trash. I do a sweep through my neighborhood, so, like, make sure my neighborhood looking cute. And then I went out in town. People would always come up to me if I was, like, passing the gas station, like, thank you for doing that. Wow, that's, like, so crazy. Like just literally thanking me, which I thought was really weird, but, like, I didn't hate it. What is that face for?
The words that you used in here.
What words did I use on
here? Danny did this one a lot, and it garners a lot of attention. Garners.
Yeah. Garners.
That's what got me.
Okay. It must be done with intent, and it must be journaled.
So I failed.
Did you really?
I did not journal. That's not in the rules.
It is. Look. I pictures. Random act of kindness must be journaled daily.
Where?
The first picture.
Maybe I did journal it then. If it was in there, then I did do it. I just don't remember journaling it. But if it was there, then I did it. I just don't remember.
Oh my God, I hope you did it.
I definitely did not.
I still have my journal, and I use it for my daily affirmations.
I'm going to have to look now to see if it's in there.
Oh my God, I hope you did.
I hope I did too.
Devastating. Why? Anyway, if you fail, you have to start over. There are zero do-overs. You have to do the entire year over again. Like, phase three is it.
I don't think I have any more stress than when I was doing this phase, though.
Absolutely, because you cannot fuck it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, again, why I emailed.
I was closing my eyes, and I remember I didn't take a photo, and I was like... I sprung open.
Holy shit. Could you imagine?
This is a random sidebar, but I have to say it because I just thought of it with the eyes sprung open. I left my active 911s on by accident for work two days ago, and I had my phone on Do Not Disturb all day. So, like, I didn't know that they were on. Like, I didn't pay attention, and I turned it off at night, and it...
Oh, my God.
When I was falling asleep, and I...
Really glad we got that recording.
Okay, I yeeted out of bed because I was like, my entire brain was like, you gotta call.
Yeah.
And I got out of bed and I was like,
I'm home.
I just set myself into pure adrenaline.
Oh my God, that's
hilarious. Have you ever done that before?
Not at home, no.
Oh my God. Because we don't have an alerting system. Just a set opens up, so our alerting system is the active 911 tone.
Oh my God.
Right. So I... Like, that's straight crazy. Panic. Straight panic.
I would not have been able to fall back asleep.
No, it took me like an hour.
Oh, that's annoying.
Anywho, sorry.
All right, that's all I got. Do you have any words of wisdom?
Okay. I'm just looking to make sure we covered everything. Handshake does not count. Yeah.
All the rules are outlined on Andy Frisella's Instagram highlights on his website. The app we've mentioned before is invaluable and definitely
we should make a highlight. When we start 75 Hard, we should make a highlight of the rules on our Instagram.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know why I'm barbering so much because that water tastes like thieves.
Oh my God. I dilute my Young Living Thieves mouthwash and I use purified water so it doesn't get like fucking gross. And I accidentally got a little bit on like the spout of my water purifier and Shannon just filled her water and just like the spout touching the spout of her water has sent her over the edge today.
It's not a drink.
Wipe the spout off.
It's not the spout. It's the water. It's like you put drops of it in your water.
It like overflowed, so like made like a big mess on the spout, but like good.
I'm not the one that did it. You are.
I'm not the one bitching about it.
Because you're not the one drinking it.
I like these.
So do I.
Okay. We're just having a stare off.
That's basically what's happening.
But I know, do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so. We'll do another episode of this when we are finished 75 Hard.
My face right now.
Same.
Oh,
my skin is literally so itchy. Fucking same. Bad. I don't have a reason not to right now. I think it'd be really good for me.
Same.
And us. Agree. Really good for us. But yeah, this one's a shorter one, but I'm not mad about it.
No.
Because our last ones have been pretty long.
Yeah. Find us on all the social medias, The Messy Imperfection, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Check out our TMI tribe. It is a group just for our listeners. Go check it out.
And we'll see you guys next Monday.
Bye. Bye.